1 Corinthians 3:11, Paul writes and he says, "No other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus." He's the only foundation. There is no other foundation, and man has no choice over any other foundation except Christ Jesus.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Good day, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in today. On today's program, Pastor Bill concludes the message, Never Forget, from his study in the New Testament epistle of Ephesians. Let's join the study.
He reconciled Jew and Gentile. What did he do? He literally, if you will, he put one hand upon the head of the Jew. He put the other hand on the head of the Gentile. And he brought them together, now listen, into himself and made them one new man. Verse 15 stated to create in himself one new man from the two. You know what the word new means? It means previously something that had never, ever existed before. It never existed before. Man, this is the totally new man, meaning, of course, the church, the one body in which Christ is head. It says in Galatians 3:28, there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither slave nor free, there's neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. God says one. No more racial distinction in Christ. More, they all vanish, if you will. We're all equals before God. No matter what race or nation or social standing or gender, we are all equal if we're in Christ. Imagine, if you will, every race on earth, every color of man, woman on earth, melted into one. That is exactly what I see here. Now listen to me. There's no such thing, and I say this without any judgment. I love everybody, man, but we teach the Word of God here, and we hold to the Word of God. You see, there's no such thing as Jewish Christianity, although we have that. I'm not beating anybody up. There's no such thing as Gentile Christianity or Korean or Chinese Christianity. There's no such thing as white Christianity or Mexican Christianity or Indian Christianity or black Christianity. Let's see if I can make everybody else mad now. Let's see. How about Baptist or Pentecostal or Calvary Chapel or Cowboy Church or First Church, Second Church, Last Church, or the only church? No, listen. There's only one church. There's only one body. Amen? Only one, loved one. Listen, there's only Christianity, one Lord, one faith, one body, one new man, and only those that are in Christ Jesus are in the body of Christ, no matter what they may call themselves. And he came, look at verse 17, and he came and preached. That word means to bring good news. How did Jesus come and preach? That's not what that means. It says he came and preached how? Well, his first advent, when he was born of a virgin, when the Son of God became the Son of Man, if you will. And he preached something. That word doesn't mean proclaim. It means he preached the good news, if you will, and peace. How? By his death on the cross. He says, to you who were afar off, meaning the Gentiles, and those who were near, meaning the Jew, for through him, meaning Jesus, we both, Jew, Gentile, have access by one Spirit to the Father. I want you to listen to me. That is one of the greatest, most anointed scriptures in the Word of God. Listen, we have, if you are born from above, we have access to God our Father. Right this very minute, the word access actually means a royal introduction into the very presence of God there in the Holy of Holies. Think about that. We have access to that. Why? Well, we're in Christ, and by his blood, All right? And through one Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit, we can move right now into the Father's presence. The Bible says in Romans 5:1, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus the Lord. Now listen, and through him, or through whom, meaning Jesus, we have access. We have access into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We have access to God. And listen now, believer, we not only have access, we stand in the grace, the unmerited, unearned, undeserved, unconditional, divine favor of God 24/7. Jesus, our Lord, man, listen, Jesus has made God the Father accessible to every believer. What did he say? I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me or through me. There's no other way. Man, and listen to me now. You have, Christian, we're having an epidemic right now. We're having a pandemic right this minute. We're having a global pandemic. Loved one, listen. You, right this minute, if you are in Christ Jesus, no matter where you live in the world, if you are a believer, listen, you have continual acceptance before God the Father forever and ever because you're in his grace. You stand in that grace. Now listen, and not only that, God will never shut his door in your face. You have continual access to the throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16. You can go right now. The place where you'll find grace. The place where you'll find mercy and obtain it and help in time of need. It's right there, right this minute. The Holy of Holies. You can go right in. Not only that, we come by a new and living way. Hebrews 10:19, it tells us that we have boldness to enter the holiness of God by the blood of Jesus. Now listen to me. This is so vital, especially with this pandemic that we have going on. The Lord spoke to my heart about this word this morning. You see, there's something about getting into and staying in the presence of God. I'm talking about when you go to the throne of grace, when you get into your prayer room and go and you're there. God the Father is there. We have access. We can do this. Loved one, listen to me. We have access to God without any condemnation. None. You can come boldly to the throne of grace to our Father. What kind of Father? Now listen to me. When you approach the throne of grace, you're coming to God the Father who chose you in Christ before the foundation of the earth, before it ever happened. That's how much he loves you. He's not only blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies, which are in Christ Jesus our Lord. Man, listen, he's adopted you. He's redeemed you. Oh, man, all the incredible things that he's done. He's forgiven you of every sin. There, as far as the east is from the west, he's sealed you. He's seated you with Christ. You're in him. You have continual access to the safest place on this planet, and that is the Holy of Holies. The Father loves you so much, I can't imagine why any believer wouldn't rush into his presence. Because he sent his only begotten Son to die for you and to die for me. Now, I'm in a twix between which way to go. And I'm going to do something, and I hope I'm able to finish this message. And I believe that I'm going to, but I want to take us someplace just for a moment. I want you to think about that word access. Access into the Holy of Holies, loved one, all over the world. Because listen to me now, we are facing something. And I want you to be safe. God wants you to be safe. I want to be safe. I want you to hold your place. And I want you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 91. And I want you to make Psalm 91, man, I want you to make it your prayer. I mean, your stronghold. I want you to get a hold of this. Look at Psalm 91 quickly with me. Now, hold your place and let's look. It's one of the most popular psalms in all of the Bible. David didn't write it. We think maybe Moses wrote it, but it's so popular, it's unbelievable. Look at it quickly. Psalm 91:1. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He, that means rich people, poor people, any race, it doesn't matter. God is no respecter of people or persons. Everyone who loves the Lord, you have a place of safety. This is the word of God. This is the truth of God. He says, listen, he who lives or remains or dwells, there's a secret place. It's not a secret to us. It's a secret to the world. They don't know, but we know. He says, oh, and the Most High. Listen, where is that? That is the Holy of Holies. That's the place where we can go because we have access. And look what happens here, the safest place on the earth. Now listen, the safest place on this planet is not wearing a mask, okay? It's not being quarantined. And yes, that we need to do those things. Don't get me wrong. But the safest place on earth is not in a bomb shelter or some specific nation. The safest place on earth is under the shadow of Almighty God. It's one of the great, great scriptures, loved one. He says, I will say of the Lord, and I want to add the scripture to make it clear. I will say of the Lord, no matter what the world is saying, no matter what's being broadcast on TV, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He's my shelter from danger, and he's my fortress. He's my God, and in him will I trust. God is our hiding place. He's a very present help in time of danger, loved one. Now look, it says, surely he shall deliver you from the snare, that's traps or whatever, but watch this, the traps of the fowler or the bait, whatever, oh, but look at this one, and from the perilous pestilence. Do you know what a pestilence is? It's something that cannot be seen. That's what this virus, the coronavirus. We don't see it. We don't know where it's moving, you know, and so forth. But listen, it just creeps in. It fills the air with death or whatever it's trying to do. But look what God's word says, from the perilous pestilence. Why? Well, he shall cover you with his feathers. And under his wings, you'll take refuge. His truth shall be your shield, your buckler. Do you believe in God's word? Do you believe in God's truth? That's going to make all the difference, loved one, in your life. Look at this one. It says, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night. He says in verse 5, he says, nor the arrow that flies in the day. He says, nor of the pestilence. There it comes again. Nor the pestilence that walks in darkness. Nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. It doesn't matter if it's noon, if it's day, if it's night. God says, you know what? I'm protecting you. We need to pray that over our healthcare workers, amen? We need to pray for all the people right now. 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000, but it shall not come near you. And with your own eyes you shall look, and you'll see the reward of the wicked, because you've made the Lord, who is your refuge, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, listen to these words, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. He will give his angels charge over you. You can read the rest of it. Verse 16, with long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Loved one, I encourage you, you make that psalm your own. That's what we are doing. We're making it our own. We have access to God. Thank God that we have access to the throne room of God. The safest place on earth is for you to go daily into the Holy of Holies of God, because we have access. Look at verse 19 now of Ephesians 2. Now, therefore, you're no longer strangers. In other words, you heard about God maybe, but now you know him. He says, oh, you're no longer foreigners or literally aliens. Oh, but what are you? Look, you're fellow citizens with the saints. You're members of God's household, or the household of God. What does that mean? It means we're family. We are relatives. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. Black, brown, pink, blue, whatever it might be. We have family all over the entire world because we are in Christ Jesus. We're citizens of heaven. We have a new language. It's the language of love. Every believer is now equal before God. Listen, if God has accepted us, how can we not accept each other? Oh, it having been built on the foundation of the apostles, the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone. Over in the book of 1 Corinthians 3:11, Paul writes and he says, "Oh, listen, no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus." He's the only foundation. There's no room for any false teaching there. There's no or false religions there. There is no other foundation, and man has no choice over any other foundation except Christ Jesus. Jesus is the tried stone. Oh, loved one, he is the precious cornerstone. He is the sure foundation. You can stand on that foundation. You can stand with Christ right there. And I tell you what, if he is not your tried stone, he will surely be your stumbling stone. It says in verse 21, in whom, meaning Jesus, it says, in whom the whole building, look what's happening, being fitted together or perfectly joined together, it grows into a holy temple in the Lord. The word temple there is not the temple proper in Jerusalem, meaning the heron. In Greek, it's the naos, meaning we are literally the holy of holies of God. Now listen carefully. We are one new man. We are one body. We are one family. We live and rest on one foundation, Christ. We are one building. Not many buildings. We're one building. And God is not building a place out of stone or wood or any of those things, but people of every nation and every tribe on earth. You have family in Africa. We have family in Mexico. We have family in Europe, in Russia, in Chile, all the places of the world, in China. We have family. Why? Because those that are in Christ, no matter what race, whoever they might be, we are one in Christ Jesus. We are the church, loved one. Everything's going to fall apart on this planet, but we're not going to fall apart. We're the mystical body of Christ, which began on the day of Pentecost, the birth of the church, and will end at the rapture of the church. And loved one, it may be sooner than we think. And we're being fitted together. Now listen carefully, Christian. We're not being fitted together, built together for time. No, time is going to end. We are being built together for all eternity, forever and ever and ever. Why? Jesus is our master architect. We are his church, purchased with his own blood. We are living stones, if you will, as Peter said. We're living stones, loved one. We used to be a confused bunch of dead stones, but not anymore. We're individual stones being perfectly placed in his body. And you know something else? We're not identical. God didn't call us to sameness. He called us to oneness. It says, in whom you also being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. What does that mean? It means that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. It says in 2 Corinthians 6:16, you are the temple of the living God. 1 Corinthians 6:19, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? Oh, listen, never, church. We're going through a strange time. I know that it's surreal. I know that we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow. We're not afraid of anything. We are wise. We plan ahead. We see the evil day, and you know what we do? We hide ourselves from it. We're not going to be unwise. We're going to stand in the Lord. We're going to stand in faith. Never forget who you are. If the power of God and the Holy Spirit of God lives in us, let this church called Calvary Chapel, all of you that are home right now, all that you will listen later, listen to me. Reveal the presence of God. That's what we're called to do, loved one, to reveal the presence of God. We're one man. We're one body resting on one foundation. We're one family. We have access by one Spirit to our Father in heaven, the safest place on earth. And we're the light of the world. That's who the church is. We are in the midst of all this junk. You stand. And having all done, you stand there for. Listen. You're the salt, the light of the world. You're the only light in a world that is flooded and filled and walking and living in darkness. You are literally, listen to me now, never forget who you are. We are the salt of the earth. We're a city that sits upon the hill, Jesus said, that can never be hidden and cannot be hidden and will not be hidden because we belong to God. We're co-heirs with Christ. That's who we are. We're the church. Never forget that. We're co-heirs with Christ. We're fishers of men. We're children of God. We're sealed with the Spirit, filled with the Spirit, led by the Spirit. We walk in the Spirit. Why? Because we are the church. We are a supernatural people. Our sins are forgiven. They are far as the east is from the west. We have eternal life. We possess it this very minute. Heaven is our home. You, the church, you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own special people, that you, the church, may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The church. Never have a low view of the church. The church is a people, not a building. Listen, the word remember that Paul used, remember, it means never to forget. Never forget where he found us and saved us and washed us, and now look who we are. You never forget who you are in Christ Jesus. We are the church of Jesus Christ, and we will remain and be always, forever triumphant. Not only are we the church unashamed, we are the church fearless in this world. Someone sent me a clip from A.W. Tozer, perfect for this sermon today. He says, a frightened world, and we're in a frightened world right now, and I don't blame them. He says, a frightened world needs a fearless church. And that is who we are at Calvary Chapel. You pray, you have access, you get into your prayer room. Pray over your home. Pray over your family, the older ones, the younger ones, your children. Pray. Stand on the Word of God. Make Psalm 91 yours. It's truth. Truth, it says, remember in it, truth is our buckler. It keeps us strong. It holds us together. Never forget who you are in Christ Jesus. And you know what? Here in this empty chapel, those that are listening, wherever you may be, all across this nation, I know I see the, thank you for listening, by the way. I see the results after every service. Those that are listening across the world, thank you. But I tell you something, if you're not in Christ, you're in trouble. You need to ask Jesus right now to save you. You need to ask him to be the Lord of your life. And after you do that, you will be born from above. And you know what? You run to Psalm 91 and you read it and you believe it in your heart. Because right now, we are in a global situation. And God is still in control. Not man, but God. Let's look to the one who knows all things and who loves us so much that he sent his only son to die for our sins. Let's pray. Father, as we now begin to go offline, I thank you, Lord, for those that are listening and that will also listen to this sermon again. I pray that they, Lord, that they never forget who they are, and that, Lord, nothing is going to happen to them that doesn't come through the will of God. Surround them, Lord. Let no plague, no pestilence come nigh their dwelling, not even close to their children. Oh, God, we look to you. No matter what the day or the night may bring, we look to you. We praise you. We give you honor. We give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I love you dearly in Jesus' name.
Pastor Bill will be back tomorrow to finish out the week with more from his Ephesians series. We look forward to seeing you once again. We want to thank you for listening to Love Never Fails today. And until next time, may the Lord bless you. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.